Thanks for downloading this podcast edition of Eric Mack Online. More information can be found at ericmackonline.com. This podcast is actually the result of a series of rabbit trails. You see, I'm supposed to be studying and writing a rather lengthy research paper. I checked my email this afternoon and I saw a topic that inspired me. Well, one thing led to another, and that's why I'm here at 11 o'clock at night producing my first podcast. I've actually been laying the groundwork for a series of podcasts for eProductivity.net for some time now. However, tonight I decided to just do it, so here goes. Today is Saturday, February 19th, 2005. I'm Eric Mack, and this is my first podcast, coming to you from the snowy mountains of Pine Mountain Club, California. Temperature outside is currently 35 degrees, and it's dark. Tonight I'd like to talk to you a little bit about delegated action functionality that is commonly found in productivity software, such as Microsoft Outlook or Lotus Notes. If you use either of these programs to manage your actions or projects, you may have noticed that the task form or to-do form offers you the ability to delegate tasks to another person simply by providing their email address or choosing a name from a directory. This is the functionality that I plan to talk about tonight. Should companies use the delegated task feature? While many people are usually excited to learn that their action management system will allow them to delegate actions to someone else, I find that many who have actually worked with such a system do not often share the same enthusiasm. I usually recommend to my clients to avoid using the task delegation feature of their action management system, at least until I can confirm that everyone is on the same page in terms of how they will use it. In order for delegated actions to work, a high level of trust and action delegation protocol, as I call it, must exist between all parties. The person doing the delegating needs to trust that when he delegates something to another, it will be seen and actually treated as an action by the assignee. Likewise, the person who receives that delegated action must have a way to become aware of it, internalize it, and accept the action as their own. Successful delegation requires trust and commitment. If either is not present, as is often the case, then delegated tasks won't work. Now, this is not a new problem. It's probably as old as paper. Technology has just made it easier to quickly dispatch a barrage of computer-delegated actions to unsuspecting and possibly unwilling people. You see, delegated tasks create a situation in which the technology of productivity is likely to clash with the methodology of productivity. The technology allows for tasks to be created and assigned to other individuals. However, without a sound methodology and clear agreement on how these actions will be processed, the action delegation protocol, it can quickly become a recipe for lost or missed actions, frustration, and incompletion. I recommend that my clients use David Allen's GTD methodology. In my years of consulting on technology, I've not found a better system for thinking about your work than GTD. In his book, Getting Things Done, David emphasizes the importance of accountability in all aspects of delegating and accepting actions. He also makes it clear that the system used to track actions, be it paper or digital, must be absolutely leak-proof. These are two areas where delegated actions, if not used properly, can fall apart as a tool for organizational action management. Microsoft Outlook, Lotus Notes, and even my eProductivity software all allow for tasks to be delegated to others, simply by selecting the assignee from a directory. Now, the beauty of this, at least from the perspective of the one doing the delegating, is that it's easy to create a project and then delegate actions to others. One of my first action management systems, which I designed for the U.S. Navy many years ago, did just this. The manager could initiate a project and then define and delegate specific actions to others in succession. Next actions could be queued. As one action was completed, the next action would be delegated out in sequence. The system was a success, but I suspect that a large measure of this success was because the actions were effectively orders on the part of the manager, and it was clearly understood that they would be followed as assigned. The trust and protocol